All right, we're live here in beautiful Mexico. And this is James Gillen, your host, and this is the eSETI Stargate and BBS radio broadcast. A lot of things going on. We've got a few photos that we want to share with you. And this one was taken right here in the little town I'm in. And newsflash, this Mexican photo proves aliens exist. Mexico has known about aliens for a long time. It's part of their culture. You don't get the crazy stink eye program for talking about it. In fact, so many people have shared their own UFO experiences. You know, it'd be a whole show in itself, which I may do, but it's amazing how many people have seen UFOs. They have their own stories down here, and you know, it's great. Next image I want to pop up is this lion picture. You know, this next message to the leaders, it's not your job to awaken the sheep or those resistance, you know, awaken the lions. You know, it might just be too late for some, you know, and they're just a big distraction from your mission. So some of the light workers really need to hear this. It's all about everyone taking personal responsibility. Don't let others derail your journey or your mission. You know, we really need to get on track here and get going because, you know, we're at crunch time. And talk about derailing America. This is just in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Dakota, South Carolina, Texas, and some others are all joining and suing the swing states for election fraud and interfering in the election. And you might want to fact check that one, Zuckerberg, because, you know, they've all gone public. And no matter what you say, this is real. And so seriously, there's a mountain of evidence proving ballot stuffing in the hundreds of thousands, you know, intentional software glitches that shifted thousands of votes, you know, from Trump to Biden, you know, other Republicans as well, you know, with Dominion and Smartmatic voting machines designed to alter the election. And so let's not forget who owns these machines. Several prominent Democrats and their husbands and relatives are very involved in these machines. And, you know, they're, and some of these people are actually soon to join Biden's new crew, you know, Corrupt Inc., but that's not going to happen. But, you know, yes, the servers were in foreign countries, and let that sink in. Your votes were tallied in foreign countries, and the chain of ownership of the votes, you know, the hard drives, the ballots, mail-in, overseas from troops, et cetera, were extremely compromised. And despite the lies and deceptions of the fact checkers, I mean, they have it on video, kicking everybody out of the room, and then they start pulling out all these briefcases that were hidden under a table and just start slamming in thousands of votes. They had trucks dropping off thousands and thousands of, and taking them across borders too, dropping off, you know, sometimes 300,000 votes at a time. So this is all coming out, and it's gonna be undeniable here very soon. So speaking of Zuckerberg, it looks like Facebook is being sued by attorney generals throughout the country to break this monopoly up. You know, he has to sell Instagram, WhatsApp, and whatever else he's involved in. You know, he's also being called out for the software designed to censor conservatives throughout social media. They're all in cahoots together. They're talking through this software. And, you know, it only takes two to create a conspiracy. You know, interfering with an election has dire consequences, and, you know, the evidence is all coming out. So keep an eye on that. Vaccine news. Why would anyone in their right mind inject themselves with vaccines created by known eugenicists with luciferase? Think of luciferase. Who would put luciferase in their system? It's a real big clue, folks, about what's in these vaccines. There's aborted male fetus cells, you know, there's nanotrackers, there's a host of maniacal concoctions, some designed to sterilize women. And so anyway, there's 10 people who signed NDAs that took the Gates from Hell vaccine are no longer with us. The FDA just announced two more died who took the Pfizer vaccines. And there are a dozen dead ferrets used to test the vaccine. So they pretty much are gone, you know. And so, you know, it's just crazy. Now, here's a good one. The same woman, according to CNN, just got the vaccine. She was the same woman, same clothes, everything, who got it back in October. So CNN is just cutting and pasting pictures to give an image, you know, to their propaganda. You know, I call it fake a story, Inc. You know, so anyway, it's so ridiculous now. People are just leaving. They're not listening to these news agencies anymore. Their rates are down in the toilet right now, and hardly anybody's listening to them. So, you know, and the other one is, does anyone know why tens of thousands of doctors and scientists around the world are being ignored, speaking out against the vaccines? You know, the failed lockdowns, how masks are creating secondary bacterial pneumonia and harming the children. You know, isn't breathing CO2 a bad thing according to environmentalists? Now it's a good thing, you know, so how does that work? You know, come on, guys. Now, on another note, congratulations to all the sheriffs across America that are saying we're not going to enforce the unconstitutional lockdown, social distancing, and mandatory masks, especially Sheriff Songer in Klickitat County, who's made it very clear these are mandates, not laws. They're strong suggestions is what they are. They're unconstitutional and will not be enforced. In fact, he said, if you're having trouble with other agencies, call them and they'll have a talk with these other agencies. So, you know, read the Constitution, especially the Sixth Amendment. You know, they cannot make a law that breaks your constitutional rights, period, end of story. And so, you know, we need to read that Constitution, have it in our pocketbook, and start standing up for, you know, what America was founded upon. Now, another story came out, Black Eyed Joe. You know, by the way, why are his eyes black? In some circles, this represents a demon possession, but hey, you know, we're not saying that, just saying, you know, it's not looking good for Joe. Anyway, the Chinese just bragged that they own most of the high-level decision makers in America. Think about that. Follow the money, and you'll find out who owns who. And it looks like we're going to have to add, you know, Chinagate to Spygate, Obamagate, Pizzagate, Russiagate, Pfizergate, Fast and Furiousgate, Benghazigate, fake newsgate, you know, concerning the mainstream and social media's attempt to take down a duly elected president financed by hostile governments and characters vowing to take down America, the name that nobody will mention on the air because they're afraid. It sounds like the Eye of Sauron, but it's an os at the end. Anyway, I believe this fits into sedition and treason. There's going to be a cleanup on aisle 7 coming soon to your neighborhood, so be ready for that. This just in, Biden was also fingered by Burisma officials in a corruption case in the Ukraine as being given personally $900,000. This is above and beyond, you know, what they gave to Hunter. So anybody know where Hunter is? You know, his laptop, Wiener's laptop, Hillary's servers, you know, where are the agents in all this corruption and voter fraud? You know, we have to start asking, you know, what is this swamp all about and how deep is it? You know, this the answer is obvious now if you're just paying attention. Okay, I can't let this one go. Eric, I call him Small Whale because he's a very small whale to draw from, you know, who sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee, was caught diddling a Chinese spy who funneled a lot of money into his campaign. So think about this. He's on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And you got to see this. You know, he actually sharts on CNN while accusing Trump of colluding with Russia the whole time he's colluding with China, you know. So we're going to go ahead and play the tape on this one.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I...
All right. So this is pretty hilarious. He got so worked up, he lost control of his bodily functions. You know, he must have been the Chinese food. You know, he must have been dining with Joe. But he has since been removed from the Intelligence Committee. Most likely will do the perp walk of shame, ending and altogether, I can't say this word. Let's say S-H-I, comma, T-T-I career. So anyway, I could never stand the guy, to be honest with you. I, you know, when people are liars and you're sensitive and you feel what's being directed at you, you know, if you're inner sensitivity and your BS meter's on, you can't even watch these guys because you know they have an ulterior motive and a hidden agenda behind what they're doing. And so anyway, kudos to him, whatever, you know. As far as space weather, we need to talk about this. The sun is cutting loose as well. You know, there's a massive coronal hole that's been aiming towards Earth, and it's releasing one semi after another. I know a lot of people were down Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, they had headaches and a lot of problems. These flares are wreaking havoc on the Earth. Electronics are physical bodies, creating mood swings, headaches. You know, this is all be followed by severe weather, earthquake and volcanic activities. You know, recently we just had five volcanoes go off. One went up to 50,000 feet, and that's going to create a little global cooling, folks. You know, so it's how the Earth protects itself and goes through these phases. So anyway, pay attention. We don't need chemtrails. We don't need all your other nonsense. The Earth will take care of herself. Now, this is just in a Jerusalem Post article. Professor Ashid, space security chief who holds a very high level government position in Israel, said they and the USA have been working with aliens for a very long, long time. They share bases on Mars. You know, they have bases on the moon as well. And he said Trump is aware of this. You know, could this be the secret space fleet? Another timely leak? You know, are we getting ready for this information to come out? You know, does this mean we're finally going to know who the aliens are, why they're here, what are their intentions? You know, have they conquered disease, have fuelless energy, and encounter gravity? These are questions never asked or answered outside the box created by the planned opposition shields and posers in the UFO community. We have these answers. You're not going to hear them within the mainstream TV, Hollywood, or the UFO community. They're just not covering this, you know. And if they are, it's planned opposition. They're controlling the narrative. And so you got to get outside that box if you really want to know what's going on. And there's one thing that I usually don't address. I just let these guys take themselves out, but it's kind of ridiculous. There's one more point, you know, and this one's a message to the trolls, Luciferians, tattooed, pink-haired, extremely imbalanced, ex-heroin addicts, wounded, hateful women, and embarrassment to the divine feminine, the satanic band members, etc., that choose to spread basic rumors and gossip against freedom and light workers and social media. Here's a little newsflash. You're little fish. You're hardly worth mentioning. And I wasn't going to mention it, but everybody wanted me to mention it. But really, you really need some counseling. You need to get some help out there. You know, if you haven't noticed, I don't even respond to your social media attacks. You know, I post and then I'm gone. I don't even read the comments. In fact, you know, I won't even mention your names because that's why you're doing this. It's all about jealousy, unhealed childhood trauma, you know, and you're trying to get name recognition on the backs of others, which is why I won't even mention who you are and or your nasty little blogs. You know, no one goes there anyway, so who cares, you know? But anyway, we have a lot bigger fish to fry. You're only establishing your own character and ignorance as well as a very dark agenda, and that's just not where we're going. So have fun with that. You know, we know who you are, we know who's paying you, and we know their agenda as well. So enjoy your journey. It's a downward spiral. And I wish I was not grinning when I say this, but we know where it all ends, and you earned it. You created it, and I'm not in your sandbox, and you'll never understand mine, nor I'll take the time to explain it to you. So have fun with that. You know, it's, you know, wallow in your self-created, well, let's just say your sandbox got a lot of kitty litter in it. So we'll leave it there. You know, so this show's not for you. Just crawl back under your rock and you'll never get the attention you desperately are calling out for that your parents obviously never gave you. You know, despite the minor disturbances in the forest, we'll continue in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. So anyway, that's basically the main monologue I wanted to do. And I wanted to go into some other things on a lighter note. I want to give a balanced approach to what's going on. And so I really, you know, seen the end of all this. I know where it's going to go. So don't be upset. America's going to stand tall. People are going to rise up. The Constitution will be the law of the day. And, you know, a lot of these people that really should just move to China or North Korea or one of these other countries, you know, if that's where they want to be, you know, should just go ahead and move over there. But, it's going to get interesting. But I want to talk about how the multiverse works now. And so up to December 21st, and we are going to have a major event at December 21st, personal and world healing meditation. We're going to have other people pop in and talk about their messages, what they've been getting. And it's going to be quite a gathering. So we'll give you more details on that. So stay tuned. You know, go to eSETI Stargate, sign up for the newsletter at eSETI.org, and then we'll keep you up to date on what's going on, and we'll cover everything. We'll give you the dates and the times that we're going to be doing this. So I was supposed to be here in Mexico till March, but I got a very clear message. I'm kind of shirking my duty a little bit. I don't have the internet connections I need to do the work I want to do. And I really need to be back in the studio and back with my crew to do this right. So I'm actually kind of canning my time off because these are critical times. We can't play around with this. And we really need to do our prayers, our meditations, do our own process work, and clear our energies. And, again, I am in Mexico, so you're going to hear trucks going by selling shrimp, vegetables, you name it. You're going to hear propane trucks, everything. So that's just the way it is. Welcome to Mexico. At least the bombs aren't going off yet here. They blow these bombs off right before Mass. They have these, I think it's 12 days and they represent Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they have a parade and all that stuff, but they've been canceling all that. But before Mass at 5 a.m, they start sending off these rocket bombs, and they are loud, and they shake the whole town. And they wake everybody up, so they'll come to Mass. And then they do it before the evening Mass as well. So it's crazy. It's very, very loud. You have mariachi bands and tuba music, everywhere. But, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. You can't let it bother you. You have to just chill out and relax and tune it out and send them love, and then it doesn't bother anymore. But anyway, I want to talk about this, about what's going down here. We're getting into these times that are very, very interesting, because the energy coming in is so intense right now. And we talked about this coming up to the 21st. I mean, it is unbelievably intense. And so basically what's going on is that we're moving through a highly energized place in space. There's, people call it the ribbon. People call it everybody has a different name for it. They call it, I can't remember. Everybody has a name for it. But anyway, it's a highly energized place in space. And we're moving through that right now, and everything is amping up. Our whole solar system is going through it. All the planets are going through this change, and other planets as well. The whole multiverse is involved in it. But it ties into our sun, all the central suns, and it ties into other dimensions as well. So the easiest way to explain it is there's a vibrational continuum. And everything has a frequency or a vibration to it. Now, lower thoughts, such as fear, anger, jealousy, the need to control and dominate, greed, all those thoughts have a frequency or a vibration to them. And you are known throughout the universe by your vibration. And those are the attitudes and emotions, the thoughts, even past life wounds and traumas all make up your vibration of who you are. It's your energy signature. So those who have released a lot of the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, they're taking personal responsibility. Those people are doing really well through these times. And this is a golden opportunity to heal and ascend and raise your frequencies. And now some people are not. I mean, they're projecting, they're blaming. They're making everybody responsible for their predicament in life, and they're demanding that everybody take care of them, and it goes on and on and on. So no personal responsibility there, and they're not doing very well. I mean, as a matter of fact, they're going to lash out until they have a backlash, and that backlash is, there's a lot of people that are really good, loving people that just have had enough, and they're just going to say, I didn't do any of this. I'm not responsible for this. And you're not going to take away my business, and you're not going to take away my house. You're not going to take away my farm, my land. And sorry, we're not going into socialism. That's never worked out in the past. It always leads to a dictator and just a few elite that are running things. And when that money runs out, you know, they end up taking your guns, and then they take your lives, and it gets ugly. It's called genocide. And that's where it goes every time. Show me where it hasn't gone that way. And I'll show you the places that people do believe are socialist countries that are not. And they even say that we're not, quit using us as an example, we're not socialists, we're more capitalists. We do have social medicine, we do have a few other things, but we're in the open market, you know, we're more capitalist. So, you know, people need to do their research on that. But anyway, the bottom line is we have to ask ourselves, why are we not teaching our children the real history of Earth, you know, the ancient history of Earth, you know, that we actually come from the stars, and that's a whole nother story. But why aren't we teaching our kids the basic foundations, like universal law, which is brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, universal peace. That's what the basics are. Those are written into the Constitution. And why are we not teaching that, you know, in the colleges? Why are we teaching kids that socialism is great? It's awesome. You know, we need to become socialists. It's freebies for everybody. Nothing's free. It's taken from somewhere. Somebody had to create that energy exchange. Somebody had to create the money, whatever, the wealth to pay for all these freebies. You know, it's the only way you have freebies is it's taken from somebody else. Now, if it's given from somebody else, that's great. I mean, I think people who have been blessed with abundance really need to help others less fortunate. That's the law of one. And that's great, but you can't just take it, and you can't shift into this socialist program, because it always gets ugly every time. And we need to be taught this. All the socialist dictators in the past, even Hitler was a socialist, you know. So, and we need to read about Marxism, because socialism and Marxism is the fuel. It's like the blueprint behind this big movement. And unfortunately, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but it's replete throughout the Democratic Party, and some Republicans, rhinos, have bought into this as well. They've taken a lot of Chinese money to take down America, and money from another individual. We already mentioned his name, I won't go there. And in the takedown America, I mean, a guy that actually turned his own people into the Nazis and brags about how awesome that was. One of his most fondest memories, you know. And so these are the people that are trying to take down America, and you need to pay attention. And I want you to think about this. If you're successful in doing this, I want you to really think about this. Let's say you want anarchy, right? And you're going, yeah, I'm going to go march for anarchy. You know, and then you're going, oh, wait a second. There's no food. Oh yeah. We just broke the chain. You know, we broke the supply chain. You know, we took that down. Now there's no food. Oh, well, we'll drive to another event. Oh, wait a second. There's no gas. You know, you can't put gas in your car. Oh, we took that one down too. Oh, okay. So, well, we're all just going to walk and live off the land, you know, because everybody's so poor, they already ate everything. Anything on four legs and anything green has already been eaten, you know? So now you're back to road warrior, you know, something like that. That's where you're going with this. And that's where they actually want you to go there. And they're going to use you as cannon fodder, as pawns in this Take Down America program. And China's behind it, other global leader behind it, because freedom sticks in their craw. They do not want people that are free. They do not want people that are independent and sovereign. They hate that with a passion. And so that's why this whole event is going that direction. Well, they picked the wrong country to do that in. It's not going to turn out well, because, you know, a lot of people are kind of complacent, and, you know, they just want to live and let live and don't want to be bothered. But you're going to hit a tipping point where they're going to rise up and just say, enough is enough. And we're at that tipping point right now. It's already started. It's moving in that direction. So, you know, there will be some chaos. It's going to get a little ugly, but I really do think that the freedom-loving people that have taken oaths to defend the Constitution and the country are all going to step forward, and that's going to be put down pretty quickly. It's not going to last much longer, and that's kind of what I see happening in the future. And so anyway, I'm going to go back to energy and talking about the energy. So we're moving through this highly energized place in space. The sun is reacting to it. It's throwing off coronal mass ejections, flares. All that energy is being absorbed by the Earth. It's entering our bioelectric fields as well. And so it puts us in process. We have to release the wounds, the traumas, the low frequency, low vibrational attitudes and emotions that we're carrying, and move into the higher consciousness and energy, which is, again, universal law. It's love, joy, bliss, service to others, helping those less fortunate. That's where we need to go. And those frequencies are very high frequencies. When you cross this plane, those frequencies are going to determine where you go in your next understanding. So the higher your frequency, the higher you're going to go when you cross over. It's really that simple. If you can break this all down, you can break it down to intention and frequency. If you really want to understand how the universe works, this is very simple. There's a vibrational continuum on the lower frequencies, the lower vibrations. They have a lot of jealousy, you know, a lot of unfinished karma, anger, you know, all that nonsense going on. And as you move up in the vibrational continuum, you know, you get into the higher levels, and then you pierce the psychic barrier. You get off of, out of the fourth dimension into the fifth, and that's unity consciousness. And that's where you have the 1,000 years of peace and everybody living in harmony and working together under universal law. Well, what's happening is that fifth dimensional energy is pressing in on the Earth extremely right now. And it's also been amplified by the solar flares. They use those energies, this ribbon we're going through, they use this time to help them create heaven on Earth, basically. And so these energies are pressing in now, not just the fifth. You've got all the Pleiadians, a lot of Orion, Counts of Light beings, and all these people on the fifth and sixth. You've got Arcturians, Andromedans, Sirians, you know, fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional on those dimensions. You know, all that higher consciousness and energy is returning. It's pressing in on the Earth. You have the source itself. You know, I've gone up to the 13th dimension, and they're all playing a part in this. And their energies, their consciousness and energy is pressing in on the Earth along with this massive galactic shift that's underway. It's beyond anybody's comprehension. I mean, I've seen a lot of it, but I can't even comprehend it. It's beyond mine. It's amazing. It's above my pay grade, but it's intense. Now the Earth is absorbing all this energy. And so in the fourth dimension, it's being cleaned up right now. And so that means the veils are going to get thinner and you're going to start seeing things. Your DNA is going to start getting activated. You're going to have telepathic energies kicking in extremely. That's happening right now. You're going to have direct knowing coming in where you're just going to know. People aren't going to be able to lie to you anymore. You're going to be able to see forward or backward in time. And some of you are going to be able to jump dimensions. You're going to be bilocating and doing things of that nature. All these are being activated. It's your DNA is being activated. And those go with these DNA lines as they're being activated. So that's on the physical. All of these structures that are based on greed and control and domination, all those structures are going to fail. They're going to collapse in on themselves. They can't maintain through this shift. And the people that are at the top of these levels know it. They know it's coming to an end. And so all this energy is being absorbed by the Earth itself. And so the Earth is raising in frequency. It's ascending. So caught in the middle is this fourth dimension. The lower fourth dimension, you have all the like, kind of negative grays and reptiles and demonic energies and things like that, and discarnate people and, you know, things that go bump in the night. You know, a lot of the bad, nasty stuff is going on there. Mid-levels every day, people incarnating. High level are guides and masters and teachers and helping people, but they're still stuck on the wheel because they have some cultural or religious program that's separating them from unity consciousness. But that fourth dimension is being squeezed right now. And we're all ascending too. We're going into that fourth dimension, becoming aware of it. And excuse me, we have to learn how to heal unseen negative influences, how to maintain our self-authority, how not to be open to these darker forces. And, you know, I feel sorry for these people that are attacking us because they're just conduits for these forces. You know, you look at their connections, and a lot of them have extreme Luciferian satanic connections. They have tattoos all over them that represent this. They're very angry. They're very pissed off, and they're lashing out, and they're being energized right now. So they're going to come out of the woodwork. And I know that's a process. You know, am I threatened by it? No. Do I, you know, I feel sad for them. Actually, I feel sorry for them, but they're given a choice. All of them are given a choice. Each moment they can let go and heal. And there's beings waiting to assist them to do this, but they're choosing, their free will is choosing to continue in this downward spiral, and it's going to collapse. You know, now the Hopi prophecies talk about this, the Lakota prophecies, you know, all the prophecies, all the elders know about these times that we're going through. They all talk about them, and they talk about one line of evolution goes up where people start living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. Another line starts going down, and those are people that want to control and dominate, and they're going to use technology and everything else to you know, as a means to an end. And that actually just collapses. It comes to an end. And so anyway, that's the prophecies in a nutshell. You know, another prophecy says there's a beast. The beast is 2,000 miles wide. So this beast is going to reign for 2,000 years. And it said, eventually, when you give up all hope and you think it's over with, the beast consumes itself because it can't, it's not self-sustaining. It's going to consume itself and collapse. And then we have 1,000 years of peace, and we rejoin the star nations, our elder sisters and brothers that are not part of it, which is actually a lot of you listening right now. You are those star nation people that incarnated, and you're here and you're waking up, and hopefully this broadcast will wake a lot of you up. But your star families are waiting. They're waiting for you to turn up and say, okay, let me know. I'm ready for my initiation. You know, why am I here? You know, and it's going to happen. It's happening right now on a huge scale. So there are people in very high places that have incarnated for these times. You know, in their past, they had, you know, a few sketchy things in their past, but they've been activated now, and it's not the same person. And these people are rising forward, and they're saying enough's enough. They are fully aware of the dark side, how they operate, because they're in the middle of it, and now they're stepping out of it. And it's going to be, as I said, for a huge cleanup on aisle 7. So there's no way of avoiding this. That, you know, resistance is futile, basically. There's so much energy that's coming in. Again, the source itself, God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, has given its best for these times. They've incarnated on the earth. They're being activated. They're being awakened. They're being guided by these higher dimensional beings and their star families and higher dimensional families. And that's pressing in, that consciousness is pressing in, and the earth is in the middle, and the earth is ascending as well. So you can't stop this. There's no way you can stop this. There is something you can do. And whatever you want to call it, karma yoga, whatever, you know, we really need to, you know, have pure intentions, an open mind, a loving heart, and be in service to others and help others get through this transition, this process. And if you're gifted, you know, with whatever, you know, resources, consciousness, energy, techniques to help this happen, then those need to be put into play. There's a lot of people that were blessed with abundance that are realizing now that they have to use this abundance to help others, to help educate the masses, help wake up the masses to get through these times. And, you know, there's healing centers popping up everywhere. And it were very close to the other technologies being released. You know, people call them med beds. There's energy medicine, frequency healing technologies, plasma beds, all kinds of energy medicines and natural medicines as well that are going to be released and come out, and people are going to start shifting to living, you know, a life in harmony with nature, and you know, start, you know, following the eight limbs of yoga, basically, you know, right thinking, right eating, you know, right behavior. I forget about all the rest of them, but it's just about being kind to each other and being kind to the planet and loving yourself as well, taking care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. So it's really that simple. So this process we're going through, you're going to see the dark hearts. They're going to rise right to the surface. They're going to tell you exactly who they are. They're going to, you're going to see their eyes turn black. You're going to see their behavior is psychopathic, you know. These people have no empathy, and most of them are pathological liars, basically. And you're going to see this, and you're going to see people that have been taken over by these darker forces that are just going to come unglued, and they're going to be attacking the light workers and just attacking basic, basic nice people. You know, they're just trying to get by with everyday life. You know, these other people are, it's going to be end time madness. And these other entities start going crazy and jumping into others and things like that. So again, I can't stress enough the importance of learning how to heal these unseen negative influences, you know, and learning self-authority and set boundaries in these times. And sometimes there are going to be physical boundaries that need to be set as well, because, you know, you do live on a physical planet, you have a physical body, you know, you have your homes, you have your farms, you have your businesses and all these things. And you know, that's your creation. You know, no one has the right to take that from you. You know, so anyway, you know, that's your free will, that's your creative manifesting force, you know, and again, a lot of the people that are abundant really need to start helping out those less fortunate and stop putting up all this nonsense, this technology they're using to control and subdue the masses. You know, that's not, if you really look at what's going on here, that the people with the most amount of money, unfortunately, there's a hell of a lot of them that are into eugenics. They want to see most of you gone. They want to, you know, put chips in everybody. They want total domination of your life, every aspect of your life. And they want you totally mind controlled to be a good little consumer robot. And that's where they want to take things. So, you know, totally cut you off from spirit altogether. And that's actually in the vaccines. They have vaccines that actually separate you from your connection, your spiritual connection. So anyway, that's a biggie right now. What I love is there are thousands and thousands and thousands of doctors, scientists, researchers all stepping forward. And guess who is not giving them a voice, and guess who is censoring them? And that'll tell you who the dark hearts are, the people. And, you know, they're going to be part of this. They think they're immune. They're dispensable. You know, they're definitely dispensable. They will be, you know, gotten rid of along with a lot of the other ones. And if you're doing the bidding of these dark hearts, guess what? You're expendable. And if you know too much, you're totally expendable. You know, and that's happening right now. You're seeing a lot of, you know, bodies ending up here and there, you know, a lot of Arkanside genocide, whatever you want to call it, suicide, you know, people. I don't want to be graphic, you know, there's people shooting themselves in the back of the head three times. I mean, come on, guys, you know, seriously, there's a reflex action. Shoot once, your gun goes 50 feet, you know, that's not real. We need to start looking at that. But I think all that's going to come out, all the suicides, supposedly suicides were actually hits, you know, we're going to find out who killed Seth Rich and why, you know, we're going to find out who tried, you know, who did the assassinations on the Kennedys, you know, and all of that. All that's going to come out, and we're going to find out the nature of our agencies and how they've been taken over. And there's going to be a big cleanup there. There's a lot of good, upstanding people that are saying enough's enough. I didn't sign up for this and I took an oath, and they're rising up too. So this energy is going to energize those people and they're going to rise up. And when you get to the top, where it's always darkest at the top, their energy is going to be amplified too. And they're going to get darker and darker until they're seen by everybody, and they're going to take themselves out. So that's basically how it's working. So you're seeing all these up and coming people taking over positions of power and stepping forward, and there's a plan, and it's unfolding. It's a multidimensional plan. It goes all the way to the source itself, whatever name you want to give it, that's fine. I've experienced it. I've died a couple times, so I know what it is. It's not a male, it's not a female. And you know, I would really do some research. If I would tell Christians, do some research into the Lord's Prayer in Arabic and see what it says. It's nothing like the ones they teach in church, you know. So it talks about a cosmic birther of all life. It's neither male nor female. It's pure consciousness and energy. And the rest of the prayer kind of follows about how, you know, the prayer is about, you know, helping me to stay clean, stay on track, and whatever. So you really want to read that. You know, it's a beautiful prayer. We'll probably post it, a link to it here at the end of the show. I think it's really important. We need to start looking for the golden threads that go throughout all cultures and all religions that tie all humanity together. And, you know, the highest masters on this planet, they said just three things, basically. They said, make your own personal connection with Creator, whatever name you want to give it. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, be kind to the planet. See the Creator in all creation. Those are the three basics. And if you follow those three basics, that you'll be fine. You'll get through this. And it is so important to do this. It's like it's not that complicated. And we get into the intellect and the mind and out of the heart, and then we can validate anything. Well, this is my job. You know, I have to put food on the table. I have to pay rent. Therefore I have to do acts that ordinarily I would never do. And I don't feel good about it. So you can't do that anymore. This energy is coming in. It's going to just nag the hell out of you. And that voice is going to get so loud that you're going to have to walk away. And which brings us to all these walk away movements. Listen to these guys. They're right on what they're saying. So there's been extreme social engineering. We've gotten so much information through social engineering, we don't even know what's true anymore. And we're not using critical thinking. We're not doing our own research. We're not taking it to the heart and saying what it feels like and using our own BS meter, whatever you want to call it. We're not going into direct knowing, which we need to do that. It's something we all need to do. And this is all about empowering the individual. And that's what America was founded on, individual empowerment. In America, everyone is king and queen. And we are the controllers of our own destiny as long as we don't harm others or, you know, be destroying the planet, things like that. And basically, that's your right. And nobody has the right to trespass on your basic, you know, rights, Bill of Rights, whatever you want to call it, the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Nobody has a right to trespass on that. Universal law, if you want to go to the next level, you have God-given rights that fit within universal law. When you step out of universal law, you create karma and you have problems. And those who have been operating outside of universal law are going to have a major acceleration of their karma, and it's going to be amplified. So there's an amplification process going on and an acceleration process. So things are going to come, they're going to come hard and they're going to come fast. And so we really need to learn to surrender, get out in nature, take your shoes off, get some downtime, get away from all the chaos and live according to universal law. And some of us are going to have to set some very firm boundaries and say, no, you know, it's not my job to, you know, a lot of people have senses of entitlement. They've been programmed that way. They've been programmed to act not in their highest and best good or the highest and best good of the country and the people. And those people were just have to set some very firm boundaries with these people until they figure it out. And those boundaries are coming. They are coming. There's no way around it. So a lot of people are getting very disheartened. And I tell people, don't worry. You know, if you knew the forces behind this, it's unstoppable. You know, when I look at the forces behind this, I'm a little fish in this, and I know that. All I can do is my best to allow these forces to work through me in the highest and best good of humanity and the earth. You know, it can't be stopped. It's massive. And just realize there is going to be some chaos, and we need to prepare ourselves on every level, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically to get through these times. And so there is going to be some chaos. That's part of the amplification and the acceleration process, is bringing everything up to the surface so everybody can see it for what it is. And there's a lot of people playing these parts here, and they've allowed themselves to be taken over by some very dark forces. So, you know, this, what we're dealing with is not, it's not so much a war of flesh and blood. You know, it's a war of principalities that they talk about. It's a spiritual war. It's a multidimensional war that's going on, and love is the ultimate power in the universe. So we need to realize that we have the ability to connect into Creator and allow that energy to flow through our hearts into every situation. And the more connected we are, the more energy we can bring through. And the way you get connected is you release the past, you release the old wounds and traumas, anything holding your frequency down, your vibration down, you know. And the more we clear and heal, the more energy we can run through us, the more energy we can run through us, the faster this is going to happen, the more safe you're going to be. And people are just going to have meltdowns around you, which happens around me quite a bit. So, you know, you're the more on the path to enlightenment, the demons will rear their ugly heads. They're going to jump through others. They're going to do everything to sidetrack you, to derail you. And you just got to stand firm and stand in your own divinity and maintain your own self-authority and go forward with what's in your heart, what you know in your heart to be right, you know. So, you know, that's the bottom line. You know, that's where things are going. This event that's coming up December 21st, all that we're seeing now is leading up to that event, and there are going to be major events between now and then. But these massive flares that are hitting the earth and impacting the earth, the coronal holes that are earth facing, you know, these waves of gamma rays and X-ray bursts and things coming from unknown origins that are hitting the earth, extremely affecting the magnetic fields of earth and our bioelectric fields. You know, all of that is increasing exponentially. You know, we talked about everything accelerating and everything being amplified. That's what's going on. It's exponentially increasing. And we're going to move up to December 21st, which is a tipping point. And it's a launching point. And some people say it's a launch in the Aquarian age. Everybody has different names for it. But you know, we can choose how we go through this shift, how we go through these times. And you know, it's, as I said before, people who choose not to take personal responsibility, you know, we magnetize people and events into our lives according to our consciousness. Those people that don't take personal responsibility, those people that don't work on their own healing and awakening, and those people who want to continue with the greed and the separation game and the violence and everything else, that's going to be amplified and accelerated, and it's not going to work out very well, you know, for them. And those people who are releasing the past, as I said before, and taking personal responsibility and owning their emotions, their feeling, what's happening, and not blaming and projecting, those people are going to have a quantum leap in consciousness, and they're going to be well on their way to ascension. I don't see us at this time. I haven't received any information, but I don't think we're all going to hold hands and ascend on December 21st. But it is a tipping point. And from there on out, things are going to move very fast because there's going to be a major cleanup from then on out. And a lot of Christmas presents coming. You know, so, you know, we are going to take back the earth. And this isn't just United States. This is global. You can see uprisings around the world. And the dark arts did not count on soul activations and all these higher dimensions coming in and activating people who incarnated for this process. They missed that one. And so all these people are just rising up and they're saying, no, we aren't going to be taking your vaccines. No, we aren't going to be wearing these masks anymore that create secondary bacterial pneumonia and cut down our oxygen levels to where we're in critical, you know, in the first 4 minutes. You know, they're going to say, no, we're not going to be participating in, you know, all these lockdowns and these tyrannical programs, these dictatorial tyrannical programs that are totally un-American, and they go against everything spiritual. And they're done in the guise of, we're here to help, you know. You know, so they're not. And anyway, you're going to find out a lot more about this. I don't want to go into too many details about this, but the truth is going to come around about the origin of all of this, the real goals behind it. And if you really look at the big picture, basically, it's pretty obvious. You know, you look at it, you go, well, you know, masks represent slavery. You know, they also compromise your immune system. You know, they create, you know, in the Spanish flu, a lot of people, most people died from wearing the masks and secondary bacterial pneumonia, not from the Spanish flu. Population control fits into this. Vaccines fit right into population control. Those are their goals, you know, to collapse the economy. Lockdowns collapse the economy. You know, there are other goals that people are not seeing behind everything you're seeing come out here. And you're going to see the people that are behind this that want to control and dominate the masses that are just dictators and tyrants. And you see the freedom lovers saying enough is enough. And the truthers, they're going to be telling the truth about what's really going on. And this is all going to be amplified and come up as well. So basically, and what we're seeing is that process unfolding. You're also going to see happening here very soon is a lot of the people that were trying so hard to stop the cleanup, you know, and draining the swamp and all these guys, you're going to find out when you look behind the curtain, who's controlling them and how much they've taken from hostile foreign governments and how much they've taken from characters that part of the global elite that are really want to take down America, because America is the last stand against the total New World Order agenda, which is global domination. They want to dominate everything. They want to control the economy. They want to control you. They want to control your life. They want to control what you eat, what you think, and even how you feel. And they want to disconnect you from the source. And that's basically what the agenda is playing out here. So pay attention to that and see which side of the fence you're on. And I would get on the right side of the fence, because the fence that they've got going on is a very thin fence. It's coming down and it's going to be trampled over. And, you know, they are going to, you know, the karmic reaction to their actions is going to come forward. It's going to be accelerated, as I said before. These accelerating, amplifying energies are going to do that. And you got to get really clear within yourself, okay, what part do I play in this? You know, how, you know, some people need to be proactive. You know, some people need to just do clearing work, do healing work, you know, be an example. You know, everybody has a part to play in this. And so we all have to find out what our own unique purpose is for being here and find out what our part is in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. It's imperative right now that we all play our parts. And you got to get out in nature, do a lot more prayer work, do a lot more healing work, clear out any unseen negative influences, clear out your own shadow side, and get with the program, basically, because there's really no other option other than to go express yourself somewhere else, you know, after this shift. So the earth is going to ascend. It's going to move beyond your ability to reincarnate, and the dark hearts will not be allowed to come back to the earth. They'll have a place to go, and it'll be with others of like mind, and they'll have their own personal little hell that they've created where everybody's trying to manipulate and control everybody. And, you know, you're surrounded by a lot of greedy, disloyal people that really care nothing about you. They don't love you. All they do is desire what you have, you know. So I want you to think about this. And this is a message to the elite, basically, is what's your end goal? You know, a lot of people, the highest power is the source. It's God, it's creator. That source is love, you know. People want power, you know. They want to be loved by their family and by their friends. They want to be respected, you know. They want to be, you know, basically everybody wants to live a loving, joyous, abundant life in connection with creator. That's the main goal within everybody. And there are some people that have fallen away from that goal. And, you know, really, if you take stock in your life and look around, you may have all the toys and you may have the power that comes with paper and money and wealth and things like that. And that's not real power. And you may be able to control a lot of people, but those people actually control you, because what they do determines your next move. So really, you're locked into those people. You're not really free. And you need to reevaluate this whole program, because a lot of you are just past potato. You're acting out what your parents taught you. And you've gone through rituals where you've been connected to some very dark things that need to be disconnected if you're going to have any hope of the future. And a lot going on, you know. So basically, it's not going to work out very well for that group in the days to come. And, you know, people call it the fall of the tyrants, the last waltz of the tyrants. Everybody has a name for it, but this is all in the prophecies. It's written, and creator wins, basically, in the end. And it's like creator itself and all the other energies are coming in. So anyway, I think that's all, you know, it's my little rant for today. And I think that's all I have to say. I really want you to take some time and listen to this, see how this fits in your reality. See if there's anything given in this broadcast to help you reevaluate things and change your direction in a higher path. And really, we are going to have to take time away, you know, away from all the chaos and get out in nature and do your prayer, do your meditation work and clearing work, and get really clear with what your own unique purpose is, and get in alignment with this awakening healing process and put your energy and your resources towards that end. I mean, that'll get you through these times. So the basics are, again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Release the past and, you know, start loving each other and loving the planet, and make your own personal connection with source. Anyway, I'm leaving on that note. So have a great evening, and we'll see you on the backside. Good night.